Michael Jackson, was he a predator? Lies, secrets, abuse, and unspeakable trauma. Two men share heartbreaking claims of childhood sexual abuse, resurfacing fears about the late King of Pop. Young Wade Robson thought he was dreaming when at just 5 years old, he was plucked from obscurity and invited to join his hero, Michael Jackson, on stage in Brisbane, Australia, mimicking the superstar's signature moves to deafening cheers. I was him, almost, for a moment, at the center of the stage with his audience, Robson, now 36, recalls in a shocking new HBO documentary about Jackson. He was my idol, my mentor, my god. 1 year earlier, James Safechuck, an aspiring child star who at age 10 was ecstatic to meet Jackson, had a similar experience during his first joyous encounter with the star, documented in a 1986 Pepsi commercial. Today, Jackson has been dead for a decade, and Robson and Safechuck are now adults with children of their own. But now, both men claim the first encounter with Jackson and what they say was a pattern of grooming, parental alienation, and sexual abuse by Jackson that followed, irrevocably changed their lives and haunts them to this day. Robson and Safechuck are the accusers at the center of HBO's controversial new documentary, Leaving Neverland, which over 4 grueling hours allows the men, with the support of their families, to share extremely graphic claims of persistent sexual violations, as well as the lies and manipulation they say they suffered as small children at the hands of the King of Pop. The details are disturbing. The documentary first screened at Sundance in January, when counselors were made available on the site as some in the audience felt compelled to leave the theater. But for those who have followed the many ups and downs in Jackson's private life, the accusations are all too familiar. Revered for his musical talents, the iconic Jackson 5 and Thriller singer also drew scrutiny in his adult years for curiously surrounding himself with young children, namely prepubescent boys he'd invite for sleepovers at the sprawling kid-friendly Santa Barbara County estate he called Neverland Ranch. First accused of molestation in 1993 by 12-year-old Jordan Chandler, Jackson settled out of court, though both Robson and Safechuck, still kids at the time, gave statements on Jackson's behalf. He later found himself facing down criminal charges in 2004 by another young friend named Gavin Arviso, then 13. A jury found him not guilty the next year, with Robson, by then an in-demand choreographer, denying under oath that Jackson had ever harmed him. Now, however, as Robson and Safechuck come forward to explain that their testimony in support of Jackson was yet further proof of how manipulated and under his spell they had been, the court of public opinion is once again debating Jackson's guilt or innocence.